I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
And if you want to, we got a lay preacher that can say a little quick prayer.
Someone give us a little guidance here?
Give us a little quick prayer here.
Father God, those that you need, and maybe that be cognizant of what we're doing here, and that we would do what's right for our county, and not what's right for our individual needs. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Roll call. We have John Curry. We got Bill Kane. We got Tim Clark. Ross Benson. Missing here is Sue Lindborg, but I think we have a quorum with four out of the five board members here. So we can proceed. You want me to pull up the minutes from, I think you sent the minutes.
I've got them. Go ahead, pull them.
Everybody, now I don't know if I can do that. There is a Wi-Fi in here, right?
There is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And am I on it? What is this, BCG Public, right?
BCG employee.
Let me try to find it. Sorry about this.
You want the Wi-Fi password?
I think I got it down for some reason. It's not wanting to open here. Let's proceed for the time being while I try to get this thing up. We'll pull this thing up during. This is not wanting to open.
If you just give me the HDMI cable, I can pull it up for you.
Okay, let's do this. All right. If you want to read this or what we're going to do here, RDC Board, John Clary, Tim Clark, Stu Lindborg, myself, Bill Kane. We had very good attendance. We approved the minutes. We reviewed the RDC members. We want to get all the RDC members. We handed out bond papers for everybody so far. Bill, you're bonded. My paperwork is submitted.
I submitted mine this morning.
This morning, okay. And Tim, you're still got to get yours in. And then Tim covered these funding sources for Brown County, reviewed that Brown County funding is provided primarily by income taxes and property taxes. He did population reviews, income taxes, discussing incomes above and below 50,000. The number who earn under 50,000 has been shrinking, and those who earn over 50,000 has been increasing. Key point from Tim's page, one is this Upland Housing Study states that Brown County's median household income remains the highest in the region, and this is driven by households outside of Nashville, which has one of the lowest median incomes in the region. Tim looked at this 2021 median household income for both Brown County and Nashville, comparatively 67,000 and roughly 40,000. Tim covered the population projections.
Stats Indiana is not accurate. I sent Bill the corrections.
On Stats Indiana? Okay.
But Stats Indiana showing, you didn't say that, 10% 31%.
Wasn't it a
I sent you the exact quote. And I also downloaded all the exhibits that were attached to that. I put on our RDC website, so if you want to see the references to what I provided, the handout is on the RDC website.
Okay.
What else?
Anything on that?
That's it on the
property taxes. Tim suggested we're driving blind on assessed values trends for the following property types, which are exempt properties: residential, commercial, and farms. Exempt properties include state, federal foundations. Yeah, I think we'll all agree that the county GIS is difficult to understand and get these points. Brown County assessments are maintained by a vendor software called GUTS.
All right, on the GUTS system, the to-do on that one is if we want to go to the vendor and ask for access for the data, they're going to need a memo.
From who?
All three of the supporting people need one for the commissioners, need one for the RDC, treasurer, auditor, and assessor.
Okay.
Because it's their data, they feed it, and then to make that accessible, and you know, last
so,
I heard.
So they've got the data in there, but we can request it, but we need like
we
a
can
signed
request it, but the vendor wants a signed memo saying we can have access to the data.
Okay.
And then at that point, it's fine, and
okay,
we can work with IU.
You want to make a motion to develop that paperwork?
Yeah, I can do that.
So you want to do that now? You want to wait until later on?
We can do that now.
Well, we approve the minutes and then we'll talk.
Right.
Okay. And then economic characteristics. Shift, we're now, you're seeing that the largest employee in county is manufacturing?
Again, the supporting detail for that is in the handout that I provided. So. Okay.
But that was one of the points.
Okay, that was one of the points, yeah.
Okay, the other one is, that's out of context. My statement, we're broke, we don't need economic development, that's out of context.
I can play it for you.
Well, you can do that, but look, play the whole conversation. And so when it comes to economic development, my standard comment is, if economic development is the solution, what's the problem? So define what the problem is. And then that identifies the need. So what area are we weak in economic development? What do you think we need to expand? Is it the tax base? Is it the commercial? Is it residential? Is it by zones?
Well, we are the redevelopment.
Are we solving for?
We're the redevelopment committee.
Okay, and so what, anyway, so that was the, there's a bigger context for that. We had a lot of conversations around that whole issue.
So you'll take an issue on that where I asked you for your assessment. I remember
Correct.
Asking for your assessment.
And, all right, and I don't. Yeah, we.
I think what my understanding. We'll talk. But my understanding that from what you had indicated was that we have a growing resident base and a higher income resident base, and what I took from that is that we have. And I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but my understanding from your response on that is that we have adequate income coming to the county vis-a-vis income tax because we have such a growing population with a higher income base. That was my kind of take on it.
Is understand what the current economic base is, and I don't think we have a clear understanding or vision of what that is.
Okay. All right. Point taken. All right. Then Sue Lindborg provided an update on the housing partnership. We all know Sue is passionate about housing and development for cost-effective housing in Brown County. We know that, and Sue, that's been since day one. You know, we've been here doing discovery and all that. That's her passion, and she continues to try to find ways that the RDC can help those efforts here in Brown County. Kevin was here last week. Kevin, welcome, and he discussed potentials from not only tax increment financing, but also different areas in town or in county, based on his experience working with other counties and seeing the potential areas for growth within Brown County. And so he made some suggestions. He brought some maps that showed a lot of what these potential areas were. And I think he's done a lot of work on that behalf. And we had some discussion on this, it gets pretty heated in here, but we're trying to discuss business, we're trying to come to some kind of consensus. largely what we've been doing the past 4 or 5 months has been what I call discovery. You know, we're feeling each other out. We're trying to figure out where we stand on these issues. I keep on coming back to this, the reference to Indiana Code 36-7-14, which is the Bible for RDCs in Indiana. It stipulates what the tools are of an RDC. It gives the legal support and justification for an RDC. And you guys have certainly experience with this, both of you guys in the room, with the Helmsburg Economic Development, the Community Development Corporation, and the economic development area that you guys created out there. Is that, you were on that as well?
Yeah, the one that set up the CDC for Helmsburg.
Okay, all right. All right.
Yeah, set up the CDC, facilitated the housing study with ROI, and then I also facilitated the economic development plan with Thomas B. Miller and Associates.
Okay.
So Tim's comment was, hey, make sure it lines up with the comprehensive plan.
Yep, the work we do, it should conform to the comprehensive plan for the unit, which is Brown County. And as of today, where we sit right now, the 2011 revision of the comprehensive plan for Brown County is the law of the unit, right?
Yep.
So anything we should do, we need to be mindful.
Until that's changed,
that.
We have to go along with that one.
And there's a meeting and adjournment. And I'll ask the question, is there a motion to accept these minutes as presented, or where do we stand on that?
I'd accept them.
A second.
Discussion?
I don't with the changes that I identified.
Right. And the comment you made was, you know, prove to me that you need economic redevelopment based on the data. And so Ross asked you that, and you said, I take the null hypothesis, right? And for those who aren't quality or engineers, right, that means I'm taking the, I'm arguing in the negative.
Well, you know, Tim, you meant
that wasn't stated in your thing. So, like I said, it was out of context. So just remove that comment since it's out of context, and I'll accept it. Change the information from Stats Indiana.
Right.
That wasn't accurate.
The Upland study said it was a gain of 4.8%, and the other one said it was going to drop by 10 to 31%.
No, it didn't. I sent you the exact quote that I used.
All right. Make a motion to shelve the approval of these minutes until the next meeting, rather than sit here talk about that. Let's get the recording. We were here.
I got the recording.
We know the context. Do you have it right now?
Right now.
Him and Justin gross income, that's $500 million. For Ricky Brush, your assessment on this information, what's your assessment on how it affects the work of the RDC?
I would take the position we're not broke. So if you think of critical thinking, and think about a court case, you've got prosecution saying, well, my God, we need economic development. Then you've got defense saying, no, we don't. Everything, we're just fine. So fight that argument. What's your case for you need to change it? And what's your case? What's your argument? What's your case?
But so your assessment is that we don't need an economic
development. I take the null set when it comes to the quality. So I take the null. I say, we're going to prove to me that we're broke.
But then that woman came in and put the presentation on that meeting this morning, and she proposed creating an economic development district.
Okay.
What we're talking about is just a smaller version of that, an economic development area. They're close to being the same. I think that they're in the scope of size. A district is where you're pulling together three counties, for example, or four, to work simultaneously. And you came in and you said that you were in favor of that. You thought that was a good idea. You're talking
apples and oranges.
What
I heard her saying was when she said, what's our common theme among three counties, I just saw that was an opportunity to bring more people into this county to live here and work somewhere else. That's what I heard. That was what shouted out to me because that's our strength.
Okay.
That's our strength. And that's what, and then we've never had a common vision for what it is we want to do. It's implied. So when she said, what was it, trails and nature? Yeah, that's us. That's quite. And here's the other thing. We always bemoan the fact that half our land is not taxable. By God, the flip side of that is that's what attracts people down here. That's what got you the $550 million down here. people come down here because of the country, because of the nature, because of the trails.
Okay, but I mean, is there any more on that?
No, I mean, basically, it sounded like you took the null hypothesis to argue against redevelopment because we're not broke.
The context was, if you're going to argue for it, then you have to accept the argument, also accept the argument of against it to find out what that middle ground is. So when that null set, I imagine not too many people understand that null set.
Right.
But that's what you do in any kind of change effort, is have a null hypothesis.
Right, absolutely.
So, that's, just take out that sentence.
Change
the property, take out the sentence.
I think that
I'm going to take out the sentence and move the minutes for me.
Okay.
Second that?
I second it.
Okay, I'll vote aye.
And then change the, get the
population.
The population number from Stats Indiana.
Right.
That was an effort. Other than that, I'll accept it.
All right. That motion is approved.
All in favor? Aye.
Okay. Next up, real quick, I want to review real quick this Google Docs in Brown County. Were you ever using email address on Google Docs, the choosebrowncounty.org website extension?
Didn't use the email address, but we had Google Docs.
The docs.
Right.
And do you have an email? Because they're bugging me to renew this. I don't know that anybody is still using it. I think it's everybody who maybe was either last year or the year before, right, on the RDC. Other than that, the only thing out there is our docs that are in there. You guys who are familiar with those, are these docs something we can retain and archive someplace off this Google Docs? Because they want $330 a year. It's not a ton of money, but if we're not going to be using it, I don't see spending it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So by your experience, you think we can get on that those Google Docs, wrap that stuff up, extract it, archive it?
Somewhere.
I've never used Google Docs.
Okay, so a motion.
Yeah, I think the bulk of that stuff that's probably on the Google Docs is going to be the land banks.
Well, I think Justin used a lot of that.
And I would like to have, personally, that we ought to archive all of those, because we spent, what, $25,000, $26,000 on that land bank concept.
Oh, okay.
Right. So we ought to probably archive the land bank stuff.
Okay, regarding this, I need to deal with this. Is there a motion here?
So there's a motion that I'll go to Bill and Laura to see if we can just archive that stuff off the Google Docs.
Okay, we need, because there's two account managers on that. Maybe Sean,
right,
and maybe yourself, or Kevin.
Or Justin, perhaps.
Maybe Justin. So we need to find the managers, get on there, and just dump those file folders into something we can archive and keep for the RDC.
So the motion was made by me,
yes,
that I would go. John seconded it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, that passes. You'll be in charge of that. ChooseBrownCounty.com. That's not coming up yet, but it will be coming soon. I've talked to Chuck Wills on that. He said he hasn't done any work on that for 5 years. 5-year-old website is kind of obsolete. You know what I mean?
What's he charging a year for that?
I don't know. And he also has indicated that if anybody here wanted to renew this website, he would not be doing it because he's getting out of that business. So all he has now is he's got storage and web servers, web host, but he would not be the guy who would be going and redeveloping that page. And it's been I've stated in previous meetings we've had here that you haven't been here.
Your screen just went.
That I feel that we should taking care of our business on the government website.
Yeah, right.
Not this Choose Brown County. So if it was my choice, I probably would let it just.
It might be a little
more motion.
Laura Burnett conversation as well. Yeah, right.
Well, this the website is particularly yes, we have had some of those already in terms of moving like our scheduling
the content
and minutes.
Over,
and,
move
yes.
The content over, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, and Tim's been sort of working on that. We really haven't made a decision, but I would like a motion from this board on.
I make a motion to transition out of it and get rid of it.
Yeah, and I would only add that do it in a timely fashion, so when the renewal comes up, it's
yes,
ready to go. Anybody second that?
I'll second.
Discussions?
No, I'll reach out to Chuck and see if we can move it somewhere to archive it for history's sake.
I'm sure he could burn that either on a DVD or CD or
so
whatever.
So should retain in the history of it.
Okay.
It's probably built WordPress, isn't it?
Yes. He told me it was. Okay. So, all right.
So I'll do that. So, yeah, go ahead.
Any further discussion on that? All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, that motion passes. All right. Tim, you asked me to... okay, we already talked about the bonding and swearing. You asked me to bring this spreadsheet up, and you wanted to discuss what this spreadsheet.
Tim, good timing. That's your spreadsheet on the GDP. You want to cover the highlights on that?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, this is broken down. Just go back to the top. Roll back up. Yeah, what you're going to see, and which I find it interesting, is otherwise I wouldn't have done it. There's your top 17 counties in the state of Indiana ranked by population. And what's interesting, I find with it, is 63% of the population, which is 6.8 million, live in 17 counties. So there's your county seats. There's where the bulk of the state of Indiana lives. Mm-hmm. Right? So then you can move on down. And these are there are the 45 counties, and so what this is, those top 17 counties, is.
Hold on, can I freeze?
They need to roll back.
Yeah, let me freeze these.
So those top 17 counties are 100,000 in population and up.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I'm going to freeze that.
All right, now we can scroll down.
Yes. Okay, now. The second tier, because I just kind of broke them out into three tiers. Okay, this is the second tier,
right?
Yeah, right there. That's basically from anything less than 100,000 down to 25,000. And I believe there are 45 counties in there in that second tier, what I refer to as tier two. So the 45 counties, they represent basically 30% of the state's population, or 2 million people. And then if you scroll down to the bottom tier, which are 31 counties, what I find interesting is the 31 counties on the bottom are from 25,000 and below in population, and they only represent 7.5% of the state of Indiana. And of course, as you can see, what I wanted to know is I wanted to see where Brown County ranked. So Brown County is sitting there at a population of 570, right? Or 79th out of 92. So that's the, that's the first thing. Now, what you can do next, if you want, is you can flip it over and go to the next tab down at the bottom. The GDP per capita. Is everybody in the room familiar with gross domestic product?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, goods and services, right? Total goods and services.
Yeah, total provided. Goods and services. So you measure the value of the economy of all goods and services produced. So, because what I want to look at is more specifically is I wanted to what I'm solving for is you got Brown County and then we got these five surrounding counties, and I've always felt and I validated it, but Bartholomew County in the state of Indiana ranks.
Is that on? Okay, so.
Should be good.
Bartholomew County in the state of Indiana, GDP per capita. So that's just simply taking the gross GDP of $7,978,872,000, divide that by the 83,500 employees. We rank number six, Bartholomew County ranks number six at 95,510 in GDP per capita output. So, Bartholomew County's a powerhouse.
I'm surprised, and Monroe's not that high?
Well, keep rolling up. Rolling up. Jackson County. Now, again, this is GDP per capita. Okay, it's not total GDP. So, because if you, did you miss? Yeah, you went too far. Yeah, okay, Bartholomew, there's Jackson. So, Seymour, Jackson County is setting at $3.3 billion. Or 72,000 per CDP because they got 46,300 people, right? Then roll on down and you'll see Monroe, Bloomington, they're a scooch over because Columbus, Bartholomew County is 8 billion, they're at 8.376 billion, right? However, they've got 139,000, 140,000 in population. Now, the only thing I don't know is in that 140,000 people, you know, is the IU student enrollment in that number? Because if it is...
It's watering it down.
Yeah, it's going to water it down, right. Yeah, and then you go on down, and then we get into Johnson County. So Johnson County comes in, you know, they've got the biggest population with 165,000, so they're double that of Bartholomew County. But they're only putting out 7.5 billion in total GDP. And then you roll on down.
Explain what does GDP mean with respect to like counties? Is that manufacturing, goods, and services?
GDP is the same thing with the country. I mean, the United States, I think, we're sitting in the U.S. is what? 27 trillion, 28 trillion.
So again, gross domestic profit, whatever is manufactured or provided.
Total value of all goods and services produced.
Okay.
Right.
So, all right, so Bartholomew County, you got Cummins. Monroe County, you got Cook Medical. Johnson County is going to be down because they're farmers. Where are we going with this?
Well, if you'll be patient and allow me to go through it, we'll put it in context.
I don't think there's any context.
Okay. Well,
I mean, the numbers are the numbers.
So what does this mean here?
Okay, so now you've got Morgan County, Martinsville, right? And you got Martinsville in there at $2.3 billion. And then you've got Brown County at $361 million. There's your context.
Yeah, there's no
context. The context is you've got $30 billion. $30 billion in GDP
yeah.
in the five surrounding
in the state.
No. That's if you look at the bottom, Johnson, Monroe, Bartholomew, Morgan, and Jackson.
Okay.
Those five counties that surround Brown County are basically rounded up and say at $30 billion.
Yep.
Okay, and the context is that Brown County is at 361 million,
okay.
So it's less than 1%.
Yep.
And what it means to me, in my interpretation of that, and Tim can go back and kind of support me on this, is that Tim, there's a number out there that if you look at adjusted gross incomes, right, the adjusted gross incomes of $100,000 and up is at 22%. So the reality of it is that if you're going to earn $100,000 and up in earned income, so you're a W-2 employee, not a subchapter S or 1099, so because we've got people that live in the county that have their own businesses, and I'm going to assume some of these business owners are making well over six figures a year, that most of that income tax that we've got coming in is coming in from outside of the county.
People who live in Brown County but work outside
the county. Work outside the county. Bill Kane, for example, works outside the county. I work outside of the county. I don't work in Brown County. All right? And so the reality of it is that it's like the school's argument. The school's argument is well, we're losing student enrollment. Of course they are. Because if you live in, you know, you work in Columbus, you work in Cummins, you know, and you got kids, and you live on the east side of the county, then you're probably going to put your kids, you know, in Columbus North. Because you're in town, you can pick them up. It makes it a hell of a lot easier to manage, right? So to me, it supports the fact that the other thing you got to keep in mind is that the state of Indiana didn't have any income tax until 1963, okay? And they didn't implement county income tax until 1973, you know? And historically, the state did it to implement income tax to take the pressure off of the property tax. And otherwise, you know, everybody would be paying property tax out of the wazoo. So the property tax in the state of Indiana at the county level kicked in at 73. So it's just, to me, it places this whole issue of economic development. We're sitting at $361 million, you know, and keep in mind, you know, for the last 8 years, you know, the stuff that you guys are talking about has been rehashed over and over and over and over again, okay, by a number of people because there's, you know, a small group of people in our community that are actively involved. So a lot of these discussions, we've had these discussions. So it just reinforces to me that, you know, two things is that...
So you just want to fold up the chair and throw it against the wall?
I
didn't come over here to get into an adversarial conversation.
Well, I mean...
I don't know, are you Debbie Downer or what? This is just...
No, I'm a Debbie Upper. We want to up the county. We
for
want to bring
purpose?
Development into
for
the
what
county.
Purpose?
Okay.
For what
tax
purpose?
Base.
Oh, for tax base. Is that right?
You got to take the burden off the tax base.
What do you know about the county's financial situation?
All right, guys. I'm going to, okay, ask you to kind of, let's stay sort of on track.
Well, if you want to go at it, I'll go at it.
I see this information, and yeah, I agree. It sort of reinforces what you were kind of saying last meeting, in the sense that, okay, we're although you're all at the same time, you indicated that the numbers are indicating that manufacturing is on the rise in Brown County. We're never going to generate the kind of numbers that are coming outside counties.
Right.
But with that, you've got experience. You've been on this board, okay?
All right.
I'll ask you the same question I asked him when he presented this last week, and his response was that we don't need the money, or I mean, I'll paraphrase. I'm trying to put words in his mouth, but that he sees no need for RDC activity in Brown County.
That's not accurate. There you go again.
I'll put the question to you. What did these numbers here, and you know what RDC does, because I believe there's 92 counties in Indiana, and out of 92, four of them don't really have an active RDC at all and do nothing, and Brown County is one of them. So there's a lot of really well-to-do counties up there who are doing projects and who have active RDCs, who have clearly much larger income base and much larger manufacturing base, much larger GDP than little old Brown County. And yet they're, and you could argue that Carmel doesn't need an RDC.
And let me give you an example. Go back and go back to just scroll all the way back up to the top.
To this one or the other one?
No, the one you're on. Yeah, just scroll back up to the top. Yeah, Posey. Okay. See that Posey County?
Yeah.
25,000 population, $6 billion.
Do you know who's down there? That's Country Mark Gas and Oil.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not going to sit here and listen.
I'm going to tell you who's
back
there,
off. You either back off.
That's Country Mark. Country Mark, they're right on the river.
No, okay. Here's what it is. Now, if you get it all figured out.
I do have it all figured out. I'm in the business.
You're the smartest guy in the world.
So far, I am. Jesus Christ, do you know where Posey County is? It's in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
I know exactly where it is. I called and talked to the auditor office.
Then why do you think that money's there?
And I'll tell you why it's there.
Country Mark Oil.
Shut up long enough and listen.
Stop living.
No, I'm not going to sit here and be treated this way.
Let's keep this civil.
Okay.
Please finish your point.
My point is this, which I thought was really fascinating. Here's itty-bitty Posey County down there. And because they set on the Wabash River that connects in with Ohio and then it goes down into the Mississippi, that they have one of the, well, that's where all of the goods and services that are produced, and especially grain, goods and services go down to their barging.
Please,
and,
Jim.
And that's why they're able, that's why they generate that $6 billion.
I'm asking this question, and I've asked Sue, who talks to us about the Habitat for Humanity. I appreciate this information, and I see these trends. But what I'm really, in a one or two sentence, how does this affect the activities of the RDC in Brown County? I mean, I don't know. Because my sense from what Tim has said is that the RDC needs to stand back. That there's really little work that the RDC should be doing here in Brown County. And if I'm,
here he goes again.
Tim's
point.
Hold on. We've heard you, and I'm asking in a one or two sentences, you know, what does this mean specifically to the activities of the RDC in Brown County?
I don't think it probably means much because I have a difficult time justifying the purpose of the RDC in Brown County, to be honest with you, and I can't define the why. And to be honest with you, I've had conversations about terminating the RDC in Brown County. I don't know that the Redevelopment Commission really serves any purpose in the county. You know,
that is fair enough, and I appreciate that.
Could we go back to an EDC, an Economic Development Committee, because we had one. Right, and terminate the RDC,
but
go back to an economic development.
All right,
that's
development versus redevelopment.
So, when I think of redevelopment, I think of Lake County. Okay. And I think, when I think of redevelopment, for example, when I think of redevelopment, when I got in on the RDC in 07, it was the first quarter of 07, right? And Helmsburg had a major problem with squalor and blight. And they were meeting every month. So I went up there, I was asked by the council and the president of the RDC, Dave Redding at that time, if I would go up and facilitate those conversations.
All right.
All right.
All right.
And so those conversations, because the issue was, is there was a really nasty blot of, you know, and Sue Lindborg, right, and Habitat Again, after we got that whole thing resolved, they've gone in and built a house.
Okay, all right. Right? But generally speaking, I want to talk about Helmsburg. So you're getting ahead of me a little bit. So I'm glad you're here, because we will talk about Helmsburg coming up shortly here. First thing, though, Tim, I pulled this off of your website, where you have stated out there that I advocate the use of tax increment financing, TIF revenue. Now, I find that inaccurate in the sense that we've had five meetings here of the RDC this year, and we've never had anybody come up and make any kind of comment or request for the RDC to create any funding, issue any bonds or anything. Nor have we had any motions, nor have we really had any concrete discussions about any type of RDC-initiated funding at this point. So you're putting this out on the internet, and when you all talk about retracting and doing things in context, I think you should restate that.
Sure. Because if you're commenting, I'll put your comment.
I'm commenting right now, and I'll look to your website. What I have, and what I have said is that this county has an RDC.
Right.
It's had an RDC for 12 years. And I'm going to go into this a little bit, but the RDC is instructed by Indiana Code 36-7-14.
I've got the book.
And I think that anybody who comes into the RDC and ignores that is, I think that they're not listening to what the RDC has to do and why Indiana set this up in the first place and why 88 out of 92 counties, some of the most affluent counties in Indiana, are using the RDC to their benefit. And yet, you just stated that you think you'd like to wash the RDC out.
I just said, I'm asking the question, why?
You said you're in favor of abolishing the RDC.
No, I said we've had conversations about it.
Okay.
I'm simply asking this question, start with why.
Okay.
Okay, what's the purpose of the RDC in Brown County?
Okay. Right? Okay. Before we go on to that, I'm going to talk about this. The RDC has many different tools at their disposal.
I understand that.
Now, TIF is a tool that can be used different ways.
I understand that.
And when I talk about TIF, Tim has gone on his website and said that Benson wants to, you know, bankrupt. Well, I'm not going to do it. Okay, Tim, you said that Benson wants to do TIF funding. That's your words right there.
Well, go ahead and look at the quote.
I saw it.
If you want to challenge that, fine. I'll put your comments.
We haven't talked about TIF funding on one project in 5 months now.
That's all you've been talking about.
No, I
mean, is there TIF?
No, I haven't.
The topic of TIFs.
I'm talking about this Indiana code which gives the RDC direction. And you're a military guy, Tim. You followed orders for 20 years. I'm ex-military. I know what orders are, and I know that people hand stuff down for guidance and for assistance. Why is 88 counties in Indiana using RDC and Brown County turns their nose up at it? I just, for the life of me, I can't understand that.
Well, and you're making an assumption that you can't. We don't know what they're doing with those 88 counties are doing with those RDCs. So I have no idea what they're doing.
Yes, I'm sorry, Robin.
In all the years that I've been here, and we've had an RDC, we've never had a good leadership to move it forward. When you go to other counties, they actually have paid employees that you can work with, that you can call on, that work you through the steps of either redeveloping or creating and work you through it. Brown County has never had that or that opportunity. Now, it would be great if we had this volunteer board that would do that, that would take the time that if somebody new wanted to create or bring something here, that somebody on this board would work with them and not oppose them or not beat them down. And that's something that Brown County does not do, because we've never had a board that was actually effective. They would just spin their wheels and keep rehashing over and over and over again. Now, I know for myself that my family has created businesses in other areas, Michigan, North Carolina, South Carolina. And every time we go into one of those other areas, the first thing we do is we call the RDC, sit down with them, and they teach us and tell us what needs to be done in their community. And we have never had that here.
Yeah, I don't get it because this up on the screen shows the types of work that the RDC can do. All infrastructure. You know, we do not. The RDC is not omnipotent where it can go out and say we're going to throw this big apartment complex in or do this or do that without the entire government of Brown County being involved and given their approval and sign off on every step of the way, from review to planning to building department, everybody. The RDC is not sitting here and dictating, but the RDC is here to help people. And I swear to God, for five months we've had meetings and I talk about this because I see this as number one, the commissioners appointed us and the council appointed us.
Correct.
So the commissioners and the council in their wisdom must feel that there's some opportunities here that maybe we're missing.
But can I come back? What was your first name again?
John.
John. I'm assuming you've lived in the county for a while.
25 years.
Okay. You're on the RDC. You clearly, what's your vision for the county with regards to trying to grow the economic base?
Please, I don't want to stray that much.
No,
everyone of our meetings goes into 2 hours, and I'm really trying to hold a tighter.
Right, but right now ball. I came over here just to not to really get involved. I just really wanted to listen. Okay. So.
I mean, we appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, so
I mean,
I didn't come here to get into an argument with you, so I apologize for.
It's fine. They're just information steering you in the wrong direction. All that other stuff.
Well, now from a different perspective, because you and I are going to have different perspectives, right? One of my complaints with the county is that we sit on top of a lot of data, right? So, for example, here, this was last year, I went to planning and zoning, and I wanted to understand how many new construction homes that we've done, right? So I go into planning and zoning.
This is going to go, Jim. I'm trying to hold this meeting to a timeline here, really, and I appreciate it. I would like to talk to you guys about your work, though, at Helmsburg a little bit, because and you've seen the type of work that the RDC can do. And you guys were both here, and you talked about acquisition of property, restoring blighted areas, working with the local community, providing infrastructure support. In fact, I've read your the packet of information you guys produced when you created the CDC and went through. Okay, before this, I'll just say this up front because this has become a point of argument, discourse, disagreement, whatever.
Contention.
Okay, so the RDC, when we walked in here, we didn't get a handbook, we didn't get any carryover, we weren't onboarded, no nothing.
Same experience.
Okay, so I took upon myself to go in and study this thing, and this is the Bible. Plus this and the manual that was put out by, I think, Barnes and Thornburg.
Right,
associating
the
manual.
Tom Pittman's the guy.
Exactly.
He's the king.
So, we've had this discussion, this confusion on what our purpose should be. You know, Sue wants to be a Habitat for Humanity. She suggested we went out and work as a sub-agent of the Helmsburg CDC and spend the rest of the year out there just helping them do what they want to do. The RDC... that all RDCs in Indiana are governed by this Indiana Code 36-7-14. I think it's time that we decide as an RDC if this is our path, our motion, at least for the remainder of this working year. All right. So are there any motions on the floor?
So what you're trying, what you're trying to solve for is just get clear about what do you want to do with the next 6 months. As an RDC, what should you be?
I want legality moving forward.
What does that mean? Tell me more about what that
means. It is that we're going to operate under the guidelines of this Indiana code. It's as simple as that.
That's fair.
Because there's a lot of room there. We go on for days.
Right.
But there's a lot of room. But that's the code. So is there a motion here on the floor?
Let's have a motion, we move forward with Barnes Thornburg.
Well, no, the first one that I'm talking at, that recognizes.
I make that motion that we recognize it, that is our commitment and the guide we use.
And, you know, and I think that for the remainder of the session, so we're not talking about Habitat for Humanity. This is our work. I mean, I don't get it. The commissioners and the council appointed us to come here and work.
Correct.
And then we get here, and people are telling us, don't do it. You know what I mean?
Are they really?
Yeah. There's nothing here to be done. Nothing to see here. Go home. You know, we don't need it here. Yeah. Because we aren't getting any guidance from the council or the commissioners. They're saying, hey, man, go do it. Just, you know, and come back to us and tell me what you guys are finding, what you think, and then we want to see, you know, how that fits in conjunction with what we're doing.
I went to, all right. Okay. Huh? Yeah, I get it.
So you know, we have the 2011 county plan that we, and there, and then I think you guys were both involved in that 2019 review also.
Yeah, 2018. Yeah, I was so 17, 18, and 19.
There's a ton of material out there that can give us guidance. So I mean, respectfully, I think we have a lot of that we don't need to go back and try to create a whole another ton of data at this point. So do I have a second on that motion?
I get the second.
Any discussion on that?
The law.
Sure, not new. I mean, when we did Helmsburg, Tom Pittman and Jake German was the one that helped us with paperwork from Barnes and Thornburg.
Exactly.
I think Tom Pittman wrote the initial draft for that handbook that you now see. It's probably in version 3
or
4.
Yeah, he's kind of the expert statement.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's consistent.
100%.
That's consistent all right, with what we did in the beginning. So, yeah.
Any other discussion on that?
No,
everybody approve, say aye.
Aye.
Disapprove? All right, that motion comes in and is passed. This will be our work, you know. I mean, we're not driving a bulldozer here. We are.
Can I feed that back just a minute? I think I understand where you guys are at, I think. It's real simple. You come in here, you get thrown on the RDC, you take the position, you come in. There's been absolutely no guidance, no nothing. You just, it's like, here's your bike, kid. Get on and ride the bike.
Yeah, figure it out. Figure it out yourself.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. But all you guys are wanting to do is saying, okay, this is the document that Pittman wrote, and what we want to do is operate within the framework of that regulatory guidance,
yep.
Right?
Yep. And one other thing.
I'm really glad to hear that.
One other thing.
Good thing.
Everybody here.
Yeah.
Everybody here is volunteering their time
absolutely.
For the betterment of Brown County.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Right.
We can all agree on that.
Yeah, we can all agree on that, right.
And as an active RDC, and as we are following these guidelines that the Indiana has provided us,
right.
and we have legal support backing us as long as we do our things properly, and if we do our things properly, we're also going to get the commissioner and council support.
Yeah.
You know, if we try to be roughshod, we're going to get shot
well,
down.
We're all interdependent.
Exactly.
Right.
So, you see, the second idea, we don't have, at this moment, a legal entity, a legal attorney offering us guidance and advice on how to proceed on these issues. It's not an expensive thing, but we need that. Thomas Pittman, you guys have worked in the past. And to talk about, I don't know who brought up before, but the idea of budgeting. You know, I was talking to Gary the other day, and he said, yeah, well, we used to have like $30,000 a year we sent over to the RDC, but we cut that back because no one's spending it. No one's doing anything.
$1,200, right.
Well, no one's doing anything. Well, he said, that one was up to $30,000.
The annual budget was $30,000.
But he said nobody's doing it or something. We took the money back, and we didn't put it in there anymore.
Well, there's some other reasons.
So do I have a motion on this idea?
I'll make the first motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on this?
One? Are you talking about CDCs?
Are we talking about
securing Tom Pittman as an attorney at Barnes & Thornburg to be the Brown County RDC legal representative?
I don't have a problem with that.
I mean, you guys have worked with him in the past. Sure. He's just a down-to-earth guy.
Did Tom work with you on CDCs? Who was that? Mm-hmm. Tom?
Okay. Any further discussion on this?
Yeah.
A vote? All in favor say aye.
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 Nays? None? Motion passes. All right. We have spent 5 months having these discussions.
Have you really?
It gets hot, you know. But, you know, everybody's passionate. Everybody has their ideas, mm-hmm. You know. And look, I know I come down here. I'm like a bulldog from New England, you know. And then everyone's, oh, man, what's this Benson guy? But, you know, I work in private industry. I have my own businesses. I work with people.
I don't mind doing this what you and I did earlier. I don't have a problem with that. It's just not personal.
Yeah, you walk away, shake hands,
you walk outside. And it's,
I'm with you.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, to the end of the page.
So.
Just trying to get to the end of the page.
Yeah, we just had a lot of conversation. So.
It's just the way it is.
I think that we need to, there's something that's not come back. And, you know, as a president of a board like this, the president's obviously not supposed to be, but making motions. But I'm trying to guide it in
sure,
a way.
Sure, absolutely got it.
Okay, and when you guys have your meetings, you've got this whole desk of people over here sending you guidance, and we don't have anybody. So this is my job today.
Right.
So I think, taking from your guys' work in the past, that there are growing areas in Brown County. You know, obviously, Bee Blossom is one. Gobbons one.
Well, see, to me, if I hope and pray, we got that. I call it the 13-mile collection system from Woodland Lake to Lake Lemon, right?
Yeah.
That rolls
well,
all the way.
Well, stick around. Stick around. So you're gonna like this.
That whole area.
Okay.
That I mean, it's pride.
So I would like.
And that's where you guys.
I would like to see a motion like this that would give us some further direction. And then if once we do this, start breaking out into working groups to meet with these people.
Good idea.
Build these local community, support.
I'll make a motion to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion on that?
It's part of our role.
It's part of what you guys have done in the past. So just
I lived in Helmsburg for
this is a reaffirming. Okay. Let's vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Okay, motion passes. All right, we're getting it here. Now, all right.
Okay.
This is the Brown County. This is Brown County.
Yep. Just stay out of it.
The one little space up here in Jackson Township is where is the Economic Development Council. Economic Development Area. One little area.
Say that again.
This one little area, which smaller than this, it's basically Helmsburg, right. The only place in Brown County that has an economic development area.
Correct.
What's wrong with the people over here? And when the people over here, and the people down here, and the people over here, they may very well be able to benefit from having this type of label placed over their where they live, where they work, where they get gas and groceries and all that stuff.
The idea, I got involved in Helmsburg, and what I didn't realize, but I'll try to be brief because I know you're trying to move through. What happened was when I discovered that Nashville was the only incorporated area in the county of Brown County. Before that, I thought, Helmsburg and Bee Blossom.
All our little cities.
They're all incorporated, right? And I found out there was no incorporation, and so I pitched one night about going to the commissioners and trying to get Helmsburg incorporated, right? Then I thought they were going to take me out and hang me, all right? So I had to go, no, it was just an idea, okay?
Oh.
So then I researched, because what I was trying to solve for is Helmsburg didn't have the ability to hold ownership of assets.
Right.
None at all, right? They couldn't even buy a freaking lawnmower.
Right.
So I started researching, and that's when I figured out and found out about the concept of a community development corporation.
Yep.
So we fought and argued.
So let's take that.
Hang on a minute. Let me finish real quick. And I just float the idea. The idea I floated, you talked about Hamlin, we talked about Washington, Van Buren. Mm-hmm. Why is it that the other townships don't have their own CDC as well?
Right.
You with me? So you kind of have the RDC up here. You have the four different CDCs, and everybody's working together to try to figure out what's everybody want. What are we, moving to?
Here you go.
Just a thought. That's all it is.
Leaders in Helmsburg approached the RDC. That's where that started.
Huh?
Leaders in Helmsburg approached the RDC. That's where that started. Right. They initiated it.
Well, here's if the RDC, and again, at the risk of putting words in either of your mouths, The concepts that I've been putting out over the past 5 months in these meetings,
right.
I am getting a lot of pushback from Tim.
That's okay.
And maybe I'm not phrasing it correctly, and Tim wants to go, and you mentioned, go collect data, do this stuff here like that. And, the first meeting we had, they suggested, why don't we go out, and the RDC will go out and create this new county plan, strategic county plan. But I came back and I said, well, we have a planning committee. We have a planning commission. We have all that planning board. We have all that in town or in the county. we'd be stepping on toes. It's not, and
well, you're not going to have a side conversation.
We'll have that, but it's my personal opinion, because I don't see anything in that Indiana code that talks about going out and developing strategic plans, although comprehensive plans. Although, you know, Gary has asked maybe our help, and if we are successful in doing the kinds of things that I'm going to be talking about here tonight, maybe we could be a very big help into that effort. So here we have the little town of Helmsburg. What are the current economic benefits to Helmsburg from the economic development area?
I don't think there are any right now. My concern, to be quite honest with you, is the CDC, if it wasn't for...
What's his name? Well, the guy that runs it?
Yeah,
Adrian.
Yeah, Adrian.
Bill Austin.
The thing probably would have dropped dead here, you know, a year and a half or so ago.
Yeah.
All right. And what? And one of the reasons why I was, you know, trying to pull, of course, I'm biased as I can get, is I wanted to take the 228.6, was from the sale of the sock factory, transfer that to them, not for them to spend, but to pull the income off of it every year, because they'd give them 10 grand a year in recurring revenue every year. To try to get them going, and we need to start going back over their meetings, because I don't want them to die.
Right. You know, no, well, I mean, Bill's been taking on himself. He's been out to the two or three of them.
Have you been going? Yeah.
There's one tomorrow night. I can't make it, but we went last week, and they canceled it because people are out.
Because I think that area has got, along with Bean Blossom, that's got an enormous amount of potential.
So let me ask this. So what, and you guys were instrumental in this. I'm so glad you're here. What are the current economic benefits to Helmsburg? And you're saying little. Now, somebody had said that they were able to apply and receive some ready funding for some purchasing and taking down some buildings or something like that, cleaning things up.
Yeah, but
it didn't come from the county. It came from them doing their thing. Yeah.
They have authority local residents.
Huh?
It came from local residents.
Right.
But their money?
Pools bought three of the properties and tore them down. Other people stepped in. Lots were sold, and then Habitat for Humanity went in. So it was really, there was no county money that went into that.
Okay, but what? Okay, I'm going to give you a second here.
Okay.
Then they created this thing. You created the CDC.
Right.
And this is what you've been talking about a long time, about this thing, but what then did the RDC, or the creation of this economic development area, which surrounds Helmsburg, how did that financially help them? You're saying that it was all personal money out there?
Well, you're talking about two different issues. There's two different issues. You got the EDA that came first, right?
Yeah.
And then I stepped in and then facilitated and did the CDC.
Okay, but I'm not
the squalor and the blight issues.
And the RDC is here to deal with squalor and blight.
I know.
It is the word blight repeated often in that Indiana code.
Right.
So you know, and I'm asking
that's the reason I think RDC. I think of Lake County, right, or Chicago Heights, Illinois.
And then what is the cost of this EDA to the residents of Helmsburg? And I think the answer to that is nothing, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't cost them anything. All right.
Right.
But we could have...
Why don't we do that?
But what that led to...
Look at that.
What is it? Expand it. Oh, the EDA?
I want to expand that EDA to cover east to west of Jackson Township.
Okay.
We'll have working meetings. We'll create a north and south boundary.
Right.
We'll look at all these the areas, and now let's keep in mind, EDA, we want economic development, and as you know, because you've been through this book, if we go in here and create something like this, and then we go in and create little TIF zones inside of that EDA.
Is that for infrastructure?
Yes.
We haven't spent a dime. Except for whatever legal fees we need to file this paperwork,
right?
We haven't spent a dime.
Right.
What, as you also now know, and I'm getting back to this comment on TIF, Tim, when the RDC comes in and creates, I'm going to get back to you on that comment, the comment you had. We create these TIF zones. We know that the sewer people are working feverishly to get sewer up into Bean Blossom.
Right.
Good thing.
Right.
Good thing for those people.
Absolutely.
There are people in this county, believe it or not, who are working against those efforts.
I know, and I've been in those meetings.
All right. Helmsburg is going to have their sewer plant expanded.
Right.
Which then is going to give them more capacity out there, correct, which then could possibly open up areas for more development out there. So we should look at perhaps putting a TIF around Helmsburg. We also know, as you just talked about, going to Western Corridor all the way up to Lake Lemon, if we feed, if the sewer ultimately gets fed out there, and I'm not saying that the RDC funds the sewer, Tim, I'm saying that ultimately, you know, things are going to happen, and the sewer gets out to Lake Lemon, we TIF that. You know that the people are going to start spending money out there. All of a sudden, that tax base of all the residential and commercial structures in all of these three TIF zones starts to rise. Now, if we do nothing, that money goes to the general fund. And it's going to be spent in Lake in the Corridor Sweetwater. It's going to be spent over in Navajo and wherever. It's spent wherever it needs to be spent. By doing this, we haven't spent a dime, but we are capturing the potential growth areas within this economic development area that will produce TIF collection that will flow to the RDC. Then the RDC is bound by that statute to spend that money back in that economic development area. So that's why I have the larger economic development area with the smaller TIF zones within it, which are going to be really the center of work. But if someone, if all of a sudden you get a, you know, you're coming across Helmsburg, the Bean Blossom, and the people who are in the middle there want to get, you know, a lift station or get connected to the sewer because they're tired of dealing with their broke-down septic system, we can step in and help them. We can build a lift station. We can build, we can spend money on that kind of project within the RDC. That's what the RDC can do in Brown County, I think. You know, and it, and we're not costing the general fund a dime. We're promoting growth. Growth promotes growth. It's managed, and we're not, and not like we're going to go in and walk into the commissioners and say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to say, we're going to go out and engage with the communities, the CDC. We want to talk to people in Bean Blossom, people out in Lake Lemon, create similar structures and work with them. Please, what you wanted to say, if you haven't forgotten.
So it's gone.
But it had something to do with
Helmsburg. That's your trick, right?
Yeah. I get on a roll. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm passionate about this. You know, I think that there is work for the RDC in Brown County, and it doesn't have to involve putting million-dollar bonds out there. Now, I'm not saying that's not a tool in the RDC's tool belt.
It is, right.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
But there's a whole lot of other stuff.
But you get the work done out front.
Right. What, with the funding?
And developers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because one thing, I drove over to Bloomington twice and on this subject and talked to a guy by the name of Bill...
Lynn Coyne?
Lynn Coyne.
Yeah.
Right, because he was the economic development guy for Monroe County, basically.
Right.
Attorney, blah, blah, blah. And had a couple meetings over there, nice guy. And bottom line with him is he says, Kemp, you need to go and find a developer. First thing you need to do is find a developer who's got some serious deep pockets.
Yes, that's right.
Is what he said.
Right. Well,
so and I, you know, and of course we didn't have any infrastructure or anything, and my concern with it is, you know, as everybody knows, is because I have a whole shitload of questions.
Yeah,
and I have a lot of data.
But you got to get involved in the process, and then.
Well, I know, but I mean, the bottom line, if you're gonna, you know, the thing of it is. Is that, you know, development in this county, that word is a bad word.
It is, but, you know, we got people like the Tiltons here who have property, who have freedom. This is America, man. You know, I support them and what they're
experienced a lot of pushback.
Yeah.
You know, and there's people in the county that just, you know,
Blake?
Are going to jump up and down.
So, anyhow, I think this meeting started with something said about that we had a big rise in economic. Something.
Income tax growth.
Yeah, okay. Don't think that's exactly right, but here's the thing. The reason we put talented folks like you in these positions is so you can do exactly what you're doing right now. The other thing is, you've identified a perfect example of what you should be doing is reaching out to people like the Tiltons who have the county, who have millions of dollars at their disposal, instead of a bunch of people just yipping and not getting anything done. They throw $50,000 at that travesty that was the freaking
the cliffs.
But these people,
you guys never forget that.
They are willing to put their tentacles everywhere.
Yeah. And they live here.
Instead of just a lot of talk, you can reach out to folks like this. Yep. They're willing. They're in every meeting.
Yep.
They're the doers and sayers. You guys are smart. That's the reason you're there.
I mean, you guys are joining the hips. You guys, every time I come out to a meeting, you're sitting with either Andrew or Jimmy.
Keep doing what you're doing.
So this year, and to go full circle with what you said earlier, how you wanted to kind of put that money in a fund that they could, you know, draw off of an annual basis or something like that.
Revenue.
That's what this does. And my idea is that, you know, this that money that's in that sock factory is seed money, but I want to get Adrian and talk to him about this concept, because hopefully he'll like it. Hopefully he'll see some value here. Because otherwise, as this area will tend to grow, increased real estate tax revenues will go back to the general fund, and they'll be, you know, sitting there with a handout, you know, wanting these various improvements done around their area, their backyard. This sets up the RDC to kind of continue the work that you guys did in Helmsburg, you know, and by expanding this area. So this,
yeah, but countywide.
Well, we can't tip a county or
no, no, no. But this helps the county wide.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Well, and that's only Jackson Township.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah, so you move on.
Yeah, success breeds success. If we're able to do this in one area and show the doubters and the naysayers that, oh, you know, that leads to the next step, you know. Now, these potential ZIF zones overlay the Jackson Township EDA, increased revenues from these areas collected by RDC for future infrastructure within the larger Jackson Township EDA. So Tom Pittman is one who has advised me that if we create a larger EDA, you pull your money out of this TIF, it can be spent anywhere in that EDA, not just within that TIF. So this, and as growth, and this sets up the RDC to be an active participant.
Can I say something? I don't believe that the population of the county is going to go down the toilet, okay? I don't believe that at all. To me, on the other flip side of the coin, my concern for the county, you know, in 26 years I'll be dead, you know, and it'll be 2050. And the county's growing. We've got people buying up the county from outside of the county.
Yep.
That's going to continue. This county, you know, to me, there's 319 square miles, half of which is owned by.
But you know, your tax bills are going up.
Everybody's paying higher on the taxes.
Everybody's paying higher water bills.
Time out. Okay. We don't have a revenue problem. We have an expense problem.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
but that's county business. That's county business.
Right. We got we're spending $64 million a year.
I've had this conversation with Tim. Tim's driving me on this. I said, Tim, I got my blinders on.
This whole idea, you know, I don't. The direction you're headed, good. Okay, just make sure you document
absolutely
the intellectual property, so that as people change, the new people can be on board.
That's exactly right.
The intellectual property.
That's exactly right.
Okay, that you know, that's one thing this county is really terrible
so,
at.
So yeah, right, you're
right. Keep rehashing the same crap over and over and over again.
Our next meeting will be to preserve these records and create onboarding material.
You're headed you've got my support. You're headed. I like your vision. You're headed, and you're building a business model. Is what you're doing.
That can last beyond me.
Yeah, I know. I'll be here forever. You're putting a business model wrapped around the regulatory framework, which is perfect. Yeah. That's good.
And it's non-intrusive.
This isn't egocentric driven.
I live in town. I got my own problems.
Yeah.
So
the only thing, let me finish real quick, because we're both talkers. We've got growth. By God, let's manage the growth.
Yeah.
You with me? We're going to have growth, and my gut feeling on this thing, it's just, you know, I don't have anything to support it, but, you know, by God, I've lived in 11 counties, there's 319 square miles,
this is the greenest county in the state of Indiana.
Yep.
We're wrapped around $30 billion, 500,000 people.
Yep.
Yeah, but let's manage the growth and make sure the growth we have is the type of growth that we want.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? But the RDC is involved in infrastructure.
And the RDC can manage that growth and police it, kind of oversee it.
Sort of.
Yeah, you can.
No, wrong, but yeah,
no, no,
yeah.
No, but you can.
Yeah.
Because the other thing I've been told is that one of the big constraints with development, which is a bad word, but development within the county, and I don't know if this is true or not, but if a developer were to come in, and let's say, you know, I'm just making shit up, but let's say they bought 100 acres and wanted to put 400 homes on that 100 acres, they wouldn't even look at the county because of the permitting process and it's just in trying to just get stuff done. Because to me, when I look at it, you say, well, if, let's say somebody's going to come in and put $50 million in a project. They want to come in, put the money in the project, get their money out of the project, yeah, and move on down
well,
the road.
The county's going to handle their own planning, their own commissions,
right,
their own RDC.
Yeah, but I think that the RDC can be very influential with planning and zoning.
I'll keep coming to these meetings.
Well, I'm just saying, you guys could be very influential, right?
All right.
So I still maintain, too, the other thing on the data side, the one opportunity the RDC does have, you know, if you can put the guts thing together that Clark's talking about, right, and pull the data out and get the data down pat, you guys, in essence, become the intellectual property within the county.
We'll work on that.
You with me?
But nobody passed that information on to me when I came on.
I know. But you guys, that right. Could be a really important role, kind of the intelligence, if you will, of the county. You know, because keep in mind, commissioners and council members are going to roll in and out over the next 26 years.
Call me the intelligence. Yeah, I am trying to set up. I would like to set up something that could last. Beyond me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be useful and that everybody who lives there can find it helpful to them.
Right.
So, a possible motion here would be that we begin procedural steps for expansion of existing economic development area for Jackson Township within Brown County, along the Indiana Route 45 corridor, extending from Bean Blossom to Lake Lemon, you know, including but not limited to, and on all these various steps, we want to engage with the existing Helmsburg CDC. We want to engage with Bean Blossom. We want to engage with Lake Lemon. Yeah. We want to identify potential citizen leadership in all these areas. Creation of this economic update the economic development that you guys did to incorporate this whole area.
Right.
Basically, do what you did, but expand it to a larger zone. Okay, do I have a motion on that?
Let me start. One thing I want to clear up. Out of mind on the processes here, I mean, again, that's nothing different than what we did in EDA. What I'd like to do is have Tom Pittman here and explain what you just described. I want his concept for how we can leverage TIF, if you're working TIF into this. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. I want to see him reference the statutes. I want to understand that perspective on TIF and what we can and can't do.
I will send you an email because I have an email from him because I asked him the specific question. I sent him this type of map and I said, if we go in here and we expand this, because I asked him, okay, can we create, you know, the entire Brown County and economic development area? And he says, no, you can't do that. But you can create fairly large areas. And then you can create overlay TIF zones within those areas. Yeah, he said that. He confirmed that.
I have to read it. Send me the email because FNF's, that's a preface, is the legal basis for the TIF. I want to understand the legal thing.
Well, here's the
everything
thing.
Else fits within that.
Fine. Let's suffice to say, Tim, everything I want to do here, or everything I hope this board is able to do, is going to be I's dotted, T's crossed, and documented.
But see, that's where you start off. If you're doing something to TIF and you're having those debates on where that money's going to go, that's controversial. So all I want to do is get ahead of the game and explain the ins and outs of what that does and what that means and the pros and cons. That's it.
I don't understand what you're saying here. The RDC then...
If you're using,
draws that money.
If you're using TIFs, if you're introducing TIFs, which we haven't done at the county level, then you need to clearly understand, and I don't know all the ins and outs when it comes to TIFs, what you can and can't do, and what the purpose is.
Okay.
So that in itself is like a separate, here's the deal, and that's the umbrella for all these incremental steps you're going to do.
Well, I've got a meeting Friday up on the, you know, for the council budget finance meeting. And in that meeting on Friday afternoon, they're supposed to be bringing up and talking about some TIF stuff. So okay. Whatever I get, I'll bring back.
All right, and I will send you. So this motion simply starts the wheel turning.
I make a motion.
I want to say 3 meetings ago, didn't Kevin Allen present everybody with the booklets on TIFs and gave that to everybody to take home?
Well, we have it. I think you said to me there's the Indiana Code and then there's a Thomas Pittman.
But now that was given
out at this meeting. It's all in there. And you have that.
I saw that. The source is Pittman. I want to hear it from the attorney. So I want to hear it from the source.
Well, he is the attorney.
Pittman
is the attorney.
Correct. Aren't we going to have it in here? Are you going to retain him?
Yeah. So
let me ask this question.
Yeah.
Are you asking that Pittman comes to our meeting so that you can ask him direct questions? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, we're going to retain him. I worked with Jake German on the CDA.
Well, he
so when we did the CDA, I worked with Jake, so I clearly understood when I had to explain all that to everybody, and you saw it, you had to go to the resolution for the council, the APC, the commissioners, all that.
Yeah, there's multiple steps.
I wanted to understand. I talked to Jake German, who's the guy that was Barnes and Thornburg rep, and I talked to him. And I got all the ins and outs so I could explain the questions. It wasn't just a... So if you've got information directly from Tom to address some of these questions, then send it to me. They may do it.
So maybe the question would be, just why don't you share what you got from Pittman to everybody, Ross, on the RDC?
Hey, Ross, what's he charged this billable hour?
Yeah, well, I haven't got that far yet. That's why...
Yeah, okay.
$400 or $500 an hour.
I've seen invoices for $750, so you've got to be careful with that.
So I probably had a couple phone calls.
Yeah, he wasn't even sure that he said, are you sure that Palmsburg has a redevelopment commission? Okay.
Big fat bill real quick.
Yeah, I worked with Jake on EDA.
Just one thing I don't like is pissing away money with attorneys.
Yeah. I don't care about your family.
What?
I don't care about your family. Get to the point.
Yeah. Give me the, what is it? Give me the baby, not the.
Yeah.
Yeah. The,
I don't care about the pregnancy.
Yeah, I don't care about the labor pains. Just give me the baby here.
So, for example, the Bean Blossom Helmsburg would overlay up to Lake Lemon and overlay TIF zones in Helmsburg. Bean Blossom, if you have any more Lake Lemon, drop TIF revenue out of those TIF zones, spend back in the larger economic development area. That would work. That's his answer. So,
does that satisfy you?
I'll dig into it. I've got
all right. So, anyhow, this motion that I'm asking, do we have a motion?
I make the motion.
Do I have a seconded?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion on this?
Just clarify the specific wording of the motion.
It is. Clarify this right now, this motion?
Yeah.
Okay, that we begin this procedural steps to expand that existing economic development area, which includes essentially, but not specifically yet, because we will define that in the
one.
We will define the boundaries. We will engage with existing Helmsburg CDC. Yeah. We'll engage with local citizen businesses affected by this EDA for local import. That certainly, at this point in time, would be Bean Blossom.
It's a lot of hours.
It's
a lot of work.
Identify potential citizen leadership within these proposed EDA for continued cooperation, creation of economic development plan, or actually that would be updating current economic development plan for the proposed economic development area. Create a legal description of the economic development area. Create maps and plats of the area. Create acquisition list or no statement of no acquisition, which would probably be what we would be doing, is a statement of no acquisition. Because we don't have any money. You know, list of projects in the plan at this moment, there's not a lot. There's not there, nothing there. It's similar to what you guys did with Helmsburg. You didn't have like a list of projects, but you had vision, you know.
Well, we
had. And then statutory findings and identify potential TIF zones within the proposed EDA. So, you know, this motion does not say create those TIF zones. It says identify potential TIF zones within EDA. And then all of these other answers will be answered during the process. This one, I get a lot of people afraid to just get into the process. Because the process will provide a lot of these answers. And the process, I think, will also provide a lot of information on data as we go.
And it sounds like you're process driven.
Not necessarily, he is. I'm in sales. As you couldn't tell.
As if anybody knows what that means.
So, well, no. When I work with machine tools. I work with manufacturers. I get into the process. I know what.
Well, that to me is your vision.
I know what 12 axis.
This is agreement. This is where we're the direction.
I mean, I can walk up and see a 12 axis machine. I know what it does. I know what it can't do.
Shit's going to happen. That's going to change because change is inevitable, right? Stuff's going to pop.
It is, but you know, you create a reference.
You got to have a place to head.
And you have this, and we have the code. So
that's a map.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any further discussion on this?
Yeah, my caveat is the focus is going to be coming from the citizens and not from RDC.
Those are the first sentences up there.
It's citizens led.
That's the first sentences up there. Right. Tim, I'm trying to build on what you guys did here.
Right.
All right.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how I see it.
I've been listening. You know. So and you know, it just kind of came to me that hey, you guys have kind of created this thing up there. Let's pick that ball up and run with it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And see what
there's
we can do.
There's a lot of opportunity.
There are.
Game's not over.
There are.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And Tim, to your point, it gets you buy-in to see if that's desired in that particular community when you explain what it's going to do, and they come back and say yay verily or no,
I mean,
or whatever.
I still remember the conversation when they told me about Niceville coming in and burning Helmsburg down to the ground. Yeah. Okay.
I lost score.
All right. Any further discussion? Yeah. Vote. Everyone in full favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It passes.
Perfect.
Thank you. All right. Here's another one.
Interesting. They got sewer up there.
Suck this in a little bit, but this is a 25-30 year plan.
2050.
You know, it's an idea that we have two gentlemen here who have invested a lot in Brown County. Their heritage goes back generations in Brown County. They have the God-given right to do their business, be profitable in Brown County within the guides, the laws of the county and the state and the town. Right? We know that they are looking very hard at the old Opry property. They may very well receive some funding independently of the county.
Well, they own the Opry property.
They own the property. Yes, that's right. They may very well come into some funding, and at the very least, a declaration of an economic development area in this area might very well make their chances of securing additional ready funds and other Indiana state and federal grants
for grant money
a better possibility. This shows that the county's behind them. You know, ultimately.
So can I ask a question? So the idea behind the new comprehensive plan, because there's this push to redo the comprehensive plan.
Right. Right?
So if you do, because I don't pretend to, you know, I there's a lot I don't know, okay. So if you do the redo the comprehensive plan, set up the economic development areas, then does that help and support us in being able to attain grant development type funding to do things that we otherwise wouldn't have the money for?
Melissa has as much said so to us. By putting these economic development areas in place,
it highlights everybody.
It just shows that the county's kind of behind that, because for us to do this, we have to go in front of the council and the commissioners and get their approval.
Right.
This is at least a tacit countywide understanding and approval that this is on our radar and this is an area that we see. You want to talk about blight? Talk about a rotting. You know, parking lot down there that everybody drives by all the time.
Well, like tonight, I mean, today earlier, I sent an email to another person. We've got this 41 acres on the north side of 46 East, just past the Circle K. Can't think of the name of the apartment complex.
Yeah.
The real estate was.
Pickside.
Huh?
Pickside.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was gifted to the Brown County Fire Department.
Yeah.
And there it sits.
And they won't give it up, you know.
And it, well,
they want to burn it down.
It needs to
be
dealt with.
About six people went broke with that property because it floods every 10 years and it wipes out everything.
That's right.
It's like Clarence Roberts went dead up there on the.
Right. We need it. Can we just, like, get rid of the buildings and turn it back to the ground?
We're talking about doing a park.
Plant daisies or something. Or marijuana, maybe.
Again, hey, that could be an industry. Somebody told me that they're growing weed out at the Helmsburg already.
Well, hey,
All right, so this, the idea of this and why did I do this like this? Well, you know, Andrew and Jimmy are sitting here, and they come to all these meetings, and they're looking for, they're not looking, for, to quote a line, they're not looking for a handout, they're looking for a hand up. And they want...
First of all, they're private sector, and they have a right to ask for whatever they want.
That's
and
right.
If government's stupid enough to give it to them, why not?
Well, even though they've got...
Well, it's true.
But they've also got investors who would come in here and partner
private
with them.
Sector. You know. Yeah, now, the only thing, let me ask you a real quick question, not to interrupt you. That area, nice job with the area, does that include the Opry land?
Yeah.
Because my only question is that, you know, as the story goes, there's a guy across the road from you that owns a bunch of land.
Yeah, he's over here.
Okay, is that where he is?
Yeah, I mean, again,
what about
these are crude? This is crude boundary.
No. But what about the freaking the ski lodge?
Okay,
ski world.
Now you're getting me excited. You want to get behind that?
That's because that's
he had two ski lodges go broke in the county.
I know, but how many acres is that?
It's 180, I think. Or no.
Listen,
it's huge.
To my mind, that would be an awesome medical facility out there. But yeah, that's just my
suggestion. I don't know, but it's how many is it?
180 acres, something like that, over 100.
And how long has that ground been setting like it is?
A long time.
Longer than the Opry.
Brad's Go Club.
Has it been 89? Has it been that long?
What Brad's Go Club, he owned that, and he cambered it and all that, and then he died because he was with like a 20-year-old gal. But that's a whole different
story. Oh.
But anyhow, you know, and then it went to somebody else, right?
So could you stretch that EDA area to cover that golf thing?
This needs to be modified at any time.
Yeah, okay.
Just as that other one up north would more or less follow 45 out.
Right.
You know, we can modify the boundary. If this works,
yeah, follow 46.
And if the boundaries start coming out there, right. So investment here, and particularly if it became a private investment, would then start generating TIF revenue. Because we would slap it.
Well, my assumption on all of this is private sector is going to come in and
well,
do the work.
We would put a TIF zone in around here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And then as that property developed and came online and increased TIF revenue start coming in, the RDC is then bound to spend that money in this area.
Yeah.
Even though TIF comes out here. There's other people, yes, across the street here, these people are interested in development.
Right.
All up and down through this corridor, people are interested in development.
Yeah,
and finally, up into Annandale Estates, they have no
you guys, no, you guys own, what, 250 acres in it?
120, right across from Annandale.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Because yeah. Does that 120 include the real estate that you own west of the septic plant?
No, that's separate, different.
But is that track in there too?
Yes, it is actually.
Well, okay. You know, and these guys here.
So it'd help you guys to be able to continue to kind of develop, because you and I go all the way back to you and I, 17, 18, yeah. Having conversations, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is an idea that I think, and not only that, I think we can get big town support on this. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but ultimately, because I live in the town, and my bill is more than doubled. For water and septic at this point, no water and sewer.
What do you pay a month for water?
Well, now when we moved in, it was what about 80, 70? Now it's like 135, 140
for water and sewer.
Yeah, sewer is crazy.
The town to have a shop just to wash our hands of liquid.
Yeah, we spent over $100 just so the girls can use the bathroom in our shop and wash their hands. That's it.
Excuse me, Mr. Benson. I believe you.
I'm not allowed in there. So,
easy.
So this is something that then can become a malleable, shapeable district. But let's start something and try to show a little success here.
Sounds like your plan.
You know, and success would feed success at this up to the point where we could almost perhaps fund a sewer hookup. For Annandale.
So they don't have, they're not hooked up to...
They're all
septic.
Are they? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're all going through...
How many homes are back in there?
Huh?
How many homes are back? There's a lot of them.
Probably 20.
Well, more than that.
How many?
At least 40.
I'm guessing 20.
Yeah, 40 to 60, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say push 60.
Well, it's not in town.
Yeah, how many homes is it in Annandale? Yeah,
okay.
It's not in town, so it's not required to be on...
Yeah, they're not... But now the town has just spent, and they're getting all their pipes sleeved, you know, their capacity at that sewer plant is going to triple, you know, and they don't have customers. And they need money because they're just doling their services out to how many households in Nashville?
1,100 residential customers, or 1,100 residents in town. Yeah. Not going to have customers they have, though.
So this, I mean, initially their first project down there would give them, you know, potentially what, 100 and?
Our first one would do about 150 new customers on the operating.
Yeah.
And then if we can develop the ridge, it's hard to say how many can put up there.
Yeah. But this is all, this, I mean, I know, I hear you guys, we don't need the tax base, but I think it helps.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I just put it out there. Money.
No, I get that. And all I'm saying is that, you know, we don't have a revenue problem. We have an expense problem.
Yeah, well, I agree
this
with that.
This is a different
Well,
subject.
That's the same thing with the U.S. government. We don't have money problem.
Oh, yeah, we got an expense problem. Right. And it's a state, and yep. It's all the way through. Right.
So, you know, we've been sitting here and doing this.
And we're going to grow. And see, my concern is this county's going to grow. One of the biggest concerns I've got is that in 2050, the youngest baby boomer is going to be 86 years old.
Yeah.
One of the questions I have, I'd love to get an answer to, what percentage of the privately held real estate in Brown County is held by people baby boomer age? Because I'm going to be dead. Now, my property goes to my daughter.
You keep promising that.
Maybe you'll get lucky.
Turns over.
Yeah, but the next point is the next 26 years through the whole U.S., you got 79 million baby boomers that are going to be dropping dead.
Right.
And so you got, what is it, the millennials? Is it Gen X and millennials?
Yeah.
So that real estate's going to transfer over, right?
If they can afford it.
Well, see, I think that Brown County, in all likelihood, if I had to gamble, I'd put $100, you know, no more, but $100 that in 2050, Brown County will be the most expensive real estate in the state of Indiana.
It may very well be.
Period.
You guys ever go to Illinois? You ever drive up through Inverness and Barrington and all those areas out there?
Really,
it's the most desired product.
Chicago Heights, baby.
Yeah, well, you know, we built a home down here that we could never afford to build in Barrington.
Right.
But it's inevitable, and you know you can't stop that.
No, it's going to happen.
The people making their millions up in Indy are coming down here.
Right. So you got private sector money coming down, buying up the county.
Yeah.
And if you guys get organized with these EDAs, you get organized, then at least you can manage that growth.
And it also forces us.
It's going to grow.
It forces us to spend those receipts back in that area.
Right. But you're paying attention to it.
Yeah.
And see, to me, you know, if we go back and look, and I'm not being critical, but are we as a county really paying attention to what's currently going on in the county?
Right.
That's a problem. See, to me, that's an issue.
Yeah.
We're not paying attention.
It is an issue.
Yeah, it is. It's a real issue.
You know, and in future meetings with this board, I will bring other suggestions that we need to do to define and create the continuing process.
Yeah, I mean the intellectual capital part.
Yeah.
Where you can track it, keep going.
That, and you know, okay, these are your responsibilities.
Right.
This board has not filed a budget in years. It has not filed any of the annual reporting requirements in years. You know, they're supposed to be with a small government or small. There's an office in Indianapolis that.
Well, it's been treated like a stepchild.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. And you know, so anyhow, this is I think. Again, this costs nothing.
Are you guys gonna make a motion and approve that?
It should be the next.
Yeah.
Get her down.
Let me see.
Get it down.
That's it there. Yeah, and there's a motion that Brown County begin procedural steps for creation of proposed economic development area for Washington Township. Brown County Nashville West Corridor, extending from the old Opry property to Annandale, including but not limited to, engaging, and et cetera, the same as before.
We'll make a motion.
We need to get the people. And I've been talking to these gentlemen here about getting their neighbors, getting people who will be affected potentially by this,
to get their
feedback. Yeah, so that'll be the working groups. Okay, we have a motion made. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Yeah, we'll have a discussion. My concern at this point, now that you start doing this and I see where you're headed, that has to align with the county comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan defines zoning. So when you're overlaying these areas, there's also existing zoning in there. So planning and zoning needs to be involved when we're talking about this stuff. You need to be in sync.
That's right.
And when you look at the Nashville has a plan, they have a wastewater plan, a master wastewater plan that includes those areas that you're including in this expanded area. Now, if you're saying there's a dispute on who's got what in sewers, then it needs to be addressed. But the areas you're identifying now, you just crossed over into Nashville's plan that they're working and their master sewer plan.
This is nothing in this property, in this right here.
Nothing's been outlined.
Well, there's two things.
No, I'm saying the overall context is the county comprehensive plan, and then really, and since you're touching on Nashville, you cross into their territory. So that's your umbrella guidance as to where this stuff's fitting in. And so not only do you have to work about those areas, and that's nice, you can do it here, but you need to get the buy-in. County comprehensive plan identifies what people want and do not want when it comes to quality of life and development in the county. So if you're taking this, if you're adding now, you're working on, I'd say, an appendix to that or an addendum to that comprehensive plan, that needs to be communicated.
I disagree with your assessment on that. I think that this is not, this is not the board of the planning board. We are not central planning. We are not the building zone, what do you call it, building commission.
Planning and zoning.
Planning and zoning. We are not that. What we are doing is recognizing that a particular parcel of land looks ripe for development, and we would be a collective board of idiots not to recognize that and try to identify that and turn that back to a benefit of to the residents of that particular area.
Can I spin this around real quick? I just had a thought.
Very quick, because he's got a hand over there too. So.
Okay, real quick. Okay, you guys are identifying the potential growth areas.
That's right.
It's growth areas. Yeah. So that we manage the growth.
Who does?
You, the DRTC.
No.
Well, those two areas are potential growth areas, are they not?
Yes.
Okay.
We assist.
Right. So you go in and you're setting up the...
We don't dictate it.
No. Well, it's the private sector is going to pay for it, not the county or anything else.
We don't give building plans. We don't approve any building plans.
I understand that. But however, though, the RDC, the planning and zoning, you know, the boarding zone of appeals, the commissioner's office, right? I mean, they all have skin in the game on this thing, right?
Absolutely. They do.
So, yeah. Everybody's got skin in the game.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And the RDC really is just simply taking the leadership role. So you kind of, here's the vision, here's the growth areas that we're identifying. Right, because clearly the Helmsburg thing is, that's easy.
I'm not saying, for example,
Okay, and yeah. That's the first thing, and I agree with what Kim said here lately, is you guys take leadership role here. Because what you're doing is you're going to say, this is what we think needs to happen. Now, what's going to happen after that? It goes to the ABC.
Right.
It goes to the Board of Commissioners because it took me, I couldn't get anything on for a month on the ABC agenda. So if you want to wait until they all sign off on it, you guys will all be done and over because it takes months and months and months. What they can do is they can take your suggestion and your information and they can say, okay, by the way, this is what the RDC said. And they can use it however they want.
Yeah,
you're not making any huge sweeping decision. You're making a decision here on this board, and then
That's all it is.
That's right. Exactly.
I got Robert behind you.
What you've actually pointed out with those three additional areas are redevelopment. All of those areas had businesses of some sort in the history of Brown County. Now you're just bringing that back with some new infrastructure and giving some opportunity for people to bring those back. So in Bean Blossom, and some of you might know this, some of you might not, just depending on how long you've been here. So we had a gun store and a knife store in Bean Blossom. We had a fruit market in Bean Blossom. We had a printer store in Bean Blossom. We had a grocery store in Bean Blossom. We had a title company in Bean Blossom. We had a real estate office in Bean Blossom.
A bordello.
Yes, we had that too.
I don't remember that one.
That was Helmsburg.
We had an antique store.
Where's my train station?
So Bean Blossom was a flourishing area.
Yeah, the railroad tax.
But because of the sewers the septics that went bad, and they were too small of areas to put new septics in, Bean Blossom died. So now you're giving its opportunity with the sewers.
Revitalization.
Thank you. So you're right in the right. And the same thing with Helmsburg. Helmsburg had the broom factory. I don't know what you know about the broom factory, but the broom factory used to be there. And the Knights, not Knights of Columbus, what's the other?
I used to have a girlfriend. Knights of Columbus was there.
So
the broom?
But Helmsburg had a lot. And what also happened in Helmsburg was the 2008 flood, and a lot of that got cleaned up from...
International Airport.
Yes. Helmsburg had an airport.
An airport property. That's in that review that you guys put in, I think, a train station. Don't forget about the train station.
It
also had a great hardware.
Was in Helmsburg.
Who wants to go to the train station?
So all you're doing is bringing back a life that these areas deserve.
Ultimately...
Thank you.
What we have been talking about here, number one, costs nothing but some attorney fees to get it done.
Right.
Number two, life will just happen, but we will be better prepared to take advantage of those things when they happen. You know, your property may or may not go forward. You know, the old ski world may or may not go forward. The RDC is not in the business of hand selecting necessarily people to come in and do that stuff.
No, but let me ask you this. If And you guys chime in, because, you know, this is, I mean, I don't profess to be any expert in this area at all. But, I mean, if you got the comprehensive plan, you set up the EDA areas, right? And, you know, and we can demonstrate that we're taking, you know, an active role in the leadership role in managing growth in the county, right? Then to me, like, one of the things I'd be more than willing to do would be get involved in trying to raise capital, trying to find the money. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And not, I'm not talking about grant, but private sector.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
You know, because you just said that you know, if it takes 30 days to get through planning and zoning, you can get an appointment. That's insane. Okay, yeah. That's nuts.
You know, private investment is kind of a dirty word around here, but that's how you get things done.
And ultimately, people come in and they're going to make money on it, right?
They're going to invest money and make money.
Right. Yeah, and the only thing that one of these days, way down the road at some point in time, is another question I have.
So we could.
Is how many homes could you add to the county, all right, without detracting from the very thing that we value about living in the county?
Absolutely.
Where is that?
You don't want to take it to the road base. You want to put it back off the backside.
Yeah. Right. How many could you put in?
The RDC will have no effect on that. Well, I say no effect, but no. Planning.
That's
planning
up to the developer to come up with that plan.
But as leadership of the county, we ought to know that, shouldn't we?
I think so.
We
got some.
Well, the argument can be made that if 50% of Brown County can't be developed anyway because it's in parks and things like that, then the 50% we do have, we need to make sure it's done well.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what I mean by managing growth.
I mean,
that we end up with.
If we're here for forests and wilderness, that's not going to change because 50% of it's always going to be that.
Right.
Yeah, we live in Pine Tree Hills. You know, some people down here probably don't like the idea of that kind of a development, but a lot of people think it's pretty well done. Mm-hmm. You know, and when I look at that versus like an Annandale or some other smaller developments in the area, you know, there's some thought given to there, and you know, I think it's done tastefully. You know, and so to what Andrew's saying, you know, come out and develop some of these properties out here. It's not going to be this cookie cutter that you see like up in Indianapolis or Cromwell and right on top of each other.
And that's what everybody jumps to.
That's what everybody thinks. And that's their argument against on any of this stuff. So we have a motion and a second on this. So, but I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, I'm abstain. I'm not comfortable with not coordinating with, Nashville's plans.
Maybe
the
what
Master
we do as
plan,
part of this.
Planning and zoning.
Well,
comprehensive plan.
This stuff goes hand in hand anyhow.
Yes.
Again,
you need to be aware. I mean, there are stakeholders in it.
Well, so as part of that, if
and
we
they
add,
buy off on it.
Working group to coordinate and discuss with the town of Nashville about these plans. So
let's add that to it, right?
Okay.
So let's add that we have discussions with Nashville and their sewer district.
Yes.
I think that's what you're talking about.
So you have that. You have the...
a lot of work.
Because
we also have the planning and zoning. Well, you're there. That next meeting is to...
Well, we've been in since February and just kind of...
They need to be aware of...
Huh?
He's agreeing a lot of work.
Of what your concept is.
Right. So,
you could
hey,
Yeah, why don't you?
Hey, so Tim, basically creating a motion to coordinate with Nashville.
Well, we got to get through. Amend this motion.
Yeah, amend this motion.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, yes, coordinate it with other towns and government stakeholders.
Sure.
With county and town stakeholders.
Yeah.
So if we take what's written here and make the amendment that Tim has.
Yeah, add that to that.
No.
What?
RDC doesn't with them because you're not doing anything with town or anything. You guys stay your own. You keep going on your own plan. You don't have to coordinate with any of them. Just keep moving forward with your plan.
What happens? Okay. Well, what happens if at some point, like this thing progresses with their property?
Well, are you looking at just the Jackson for right now?
No, I'm looking at this. This is we're beyond that.
Now we're up to Annandale.
Yeah, we're talking about the
that's in Nashville sewer zone.
Washington Township.
So you've completed what you wanted to do with Jackson. You've moved on to this.
Yeah. This here.
Yeah. So it's not in Nashville, but it's going to require Nashville's sewer board. Sewer board.
Yeah. Nashville's sewer board.
That's going to be up to them to figure out. They got to go through all these.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys just got one thing to do.
Right. I agree. I think
you're doing a great
job. I think we're overcomplicating this in the sense that
anything,
all we're doing is developing an economic development area. All we're doing.
That's why I'm
we are not directing anybody's activities within that economic development area. We are simply creating the economic development area, and we know where some growth is very likely to occur within the next 5 to 10 years. That's all we're doing.
Blake does make a good point, and it kind of covers what you're looking for too, because as a private developer, I can't just hook onto the national sewer without their permission. So it will have to go through their planning anyways, and they have to sign off on
right.
whatever happens.
Does that make you comfortable?
But that's got nothing to coordinate, right?
Again, the concern is Nashville's working on their own, updating their own comprehensive plan.
Right.
The county's working on their own comprehensive plan.
Right.
That captures all your stakeholders in Nashville, all your stakeholders in the county. And we're saying, we're just going to go through and do this on the side. Well, you're not.
But what are we doing?
You have an effect. That's integrated. Your plan has to be integrated within a county comprehensive plan.
You know, I read the plan that you guys created for Hallsburg, for example, it's boilerplate. You know, I mean, you know, Tom, what the attorney up there, you know, he sent me the list. Your economic plan for Helmsburg is just boilerplate. It's just saying you're going to, you know, work to achieve reduce blight, you know, increased economic activity, blah, blah. But it's all boilerplate. There's no specifics in there. There's no specific detail like we're going to go down Second Avenue and do all this stuff. The idea behind this is that it's going to be the same thing. I mean, I could pull up what you guys did over there. Where did I have that? Is this it right here? Yeah, okay, it's all right.
Yeah, well, you guys are getting off track.
Well, I'm making a point here. I'm responding to Tim. Is your name on the front page?
I'm familiar with it.
Okay, so that you know then that down here where you talk about the area plan, economic development plan for the Helmsburg, and that's what you're talking about right there, the Brown County RDC economic plan.
Go through and look at the resolutions. Look who signed off on the resolutions.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, that's what we have
that's
to do.
That's the coordination.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing that. That's the coordination.
Right? Exactly.
We're going to use yours as a model.
This is a model, Tim. I mean, this is what you do. But when you talk about these resolutions, all we're doing is declaring an economic development area. That's it. And at this point, I'm not even looking at a TIF zone, but I'm just looking at that because I know something's going to happen there. And these are resolutions from the Area Plan Commission, which we will then have to go through, and they will have to make sure that what we're doing coincides with their current plan.
I'm in. As long as we understand there's a reference, there are your stakeholders there.
This is the process. This is the process, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just trying to start the process.
All right.
And then even down here.
So let me ask the question, just to make sure Tim's closed out. Do we need to make any modifications to this?
Well, I'd say reference it, because I don't want people thinking that the RDC is out on their own thing. It requires, go back and you look at the stakeholders, it requires, and EDA requires the approval of these particular agents. I would say that.
Right.
In your documents.
So I will tell you what,
like you're going off on your own.
In our last minutes, right, we did say, let me finish. We did say,
we are going to follow all laws and our lawyer's guidance, and we're not going to do anything outside the property.
Yeah, we made those motions already.
I would just be more specific.
Yeah, Tim, can I say something here real quick? Because I just want to share with you my perception before I came in here this evening, right, was that what I had kind of heard and what I take is that you were, by God, hell-bent to do a TIF for Tilton's.
Yeah.
Period.
That's what I read on Tim's page.
Well, I mean, I didn't pull it.
Well, then correct it. If it's an act.
Okay,
all right, slow down.
Hold on.
One voice at a time.
Perception. And I think what you're speaking to is managing perception, because now I come to the meeting, and now I don't have that perception that I had.
Thank you.
When
you
came into the meeting.
Well, Jim, okay.
I know you're pretty
tight. Correct me. If we're doing the EDA and you're overlaying it with TIF, how's that not the perception that we're focusing on TIFs and revenue and that whole business model?
The only thing I'm trying to say, and I'm not maybe doing a very good job of saying it, okay, is managing the perception of the community of what you guys are doing and making sure the community as a whole doesn't believe that the REC's in there, they're a nasty, evil people, and they're in there doing this shit, and they're doing it for the private sector, and they're making money.
When we talk about perception, I will address you again also on that.
I mean,
I've already got Sherry Mitchell calling me the TIF King on Facebook.
Yeah.
She didn't get that from me, because she doesn't even know me.
Yep, she did.
So, you know,
she asked me the
question. You're on this board.
Know me.
And I question you. Are you here to do the work of this board, or are you here to obstruct and or thwart the work of this board?
I feel I represent the citizens of Brown County, and if you're going to go through and push development in all these particular areas, you want to overlay it with the TIF that impacts our economic situation. I think that needs to be communicated.
Okay, explain how overlaying a TIF on that Tilton property affects.
A TIF is an economic change.
How?
If you're collecting, if the RDC is collecting money and then determining how to invest that money, that's different. We don't have that now. We don't have an RDC managing funds for development.
And yet we've had an RDC.
We don't have a plan.
We've had an RDC for 12 years.
We have a what?
We've had an RDC for 12 years.
You're losing me. I'm just saying you're introducing a new change. A TIF introduces an economic change. All of a sudden, you're introducing a budgetary change. Are you not?
How?
Okay, who's managing the money from a TIF?
There is no.
Where's
money
the TIF yet. Goes? Where does the TIF go to?
It goes into an RDC fund that's managed by the county.
Well, that's different. That's a different set of funds for development. That's new, is it not? We don't have that now. It's a new change.
The Board of Commissioners and the County Council endorsed and created a statute or whatever, an ordinance, to create the RDC. Did they not?
Yes.
Okay. Then we are working within our guidance and with our mandate.
They wanted this to happen. Nobody's ever taken it to this step.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
Now you're introducing a change within the community.
Which then we will bring the statutory requirements. We will present that to the council. We will present that to the commissioners. We will present that to the area commission, the area planning commission. We will present that to, we will have public meetings. We will have newspaper articles. Why do you keep on kind of insisting that we're trying to tiptoe around in the dark behind everybody's back?
Can I say something?
I don't say
that. Why is that change and something new proposed is bad? Ross said about 15 minutes ago that helps all of us, each of us, because, you know, our sewer and water has the potential to go down because there's more people in the pot to contribute to that. You're focused on change and growth, and something new is being bad. And it says so right on the things that you post on social media. And it creates fear.
That's your interpretation.
It's an interpretation.
No, it's not.
That's interpretation.
Really?
Then I don't. We can go back and look. I just state what goes on. And TIF is.
You need a change. So change is not always bad.
I'm not saying it is.
We have a motion on the table. We have it seconded. Is there any further discussion on this? Do we want to add the amendment to discuss, to coordinate with town and county?
I don't think
you don't have to.
Okay.
Integrate. Right. Just go back and integrate. It's just reference the specific stakeholders that that has to approve this particular plan. That's it.
Then that is part, put it right. Tim, you know very well that's part of the process.
We already passed a motion to work underneath the statute.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, why don't you just say to follow the process?
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
You're putting that...
The caveat.
No, we're not. Because all we are doing is creating a county economic development area.
It just passed, it looks like.
All right.
We are not spending money. We are not spending a dime of money. We are simply acknowledging and having the foresight to know that sooner or later, with or without our help, these two gentlemen here are going to find their way to get that property development. Will you not agree? Even if the RDC does nothing, wouldn't you agree that sooner or later they're going to have a...
There's nothing stopping them from doing it now.
Okay, fine.
Guys, RDC. Come on. Whoa, slow down a little bit. Slow down a bit. You know, Tim, all of you, okay, what my perception, you know, coming in here and right now, all you're trying to do is, and I get what you're doing, and just pass this shit, make a freaking decision. This is where we need to focus our attention, and this is where we need to head.
Yes.
Okay? And you guys, once you pass all this crap, you got hours and hours and hours of work to do, and I'm sitting here going, I'm not quite sure how the hell you're going to do it all.
We identified two areas.
And we may not even get it done.
But you still got a lot of hours.
Because the process will determine that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So
backwards, with your hand up against.
What's the old saying? Don't major in the minors.
You know, Tim, I invite you to help and work with us on this.
That's your vision, move in that direction.
To use your... because, why are you laughing? Every single time, number one...
Just your perception.
What?
Just your perception. I developed the initial paperwork for this. All I'm saying is, when you're doing this, and I'll reinforce that particular who it signed off on. So when I write my notes on what we did today, I'm going to emphasize, and here's the coordination, and here's the documentation to get this approved, so people understand you're not doing it in a vacuum. Right. It requires other stakeholders to weigh in on it.
That's it. Everybody's already agreed.
I would hope that you would.
So that's it. And I would hope, how's that being instructed?
The whole purpose.
I would hope that you would do that in a positive light instead of calling me, you know, the
I didn't call you anything. You go and tell me where I misstated anything. And if you want to make a correction, I'll be glad to post whatever.
Ross Bezin, president of the IRDC, advocates for the use of tax increment financing revenue from this. This is what I have not spoken at all about tax increment financing in terms of putting any further debt load on the county. And that specifically, and you can say that's not your opinion of it, but that's my, when I read that, that's my impression. That you're out there putting out this RDC and Ross Bezin want to put the county into debt.
I didn't. Where does that say that?
I have a case for the use of TIF increment financing revenue.
Well, you put that up, and then you've also put all the other information about how TIF loans, etc.
Value in the EDA. RDC members are appointed to a 1-year term.
I mean, you know,
that's just a factual statement.
It's a factual statement.
When you go back and look at the agenda, you had TIF on the agenda. You had TIF.
I do have TIF on the agenda. And I have a lot of things on the agenda.
How's that not advocacy for TIFs? It's on the agenda. You pushed it. TIFs is what we're here about. Listen to the audio. I don't understand why you're saying that. What's it? You've got a different term for advocate, supports, brings it up, introduces?
Okay, yeah, I do. But, you know...
introduces?
What I would appreciate from you as a member of this board is to work with us and use your platform to help this board do its work. It's a simple question. Here we are on a board that we sit and we make motions, we take votes, and then we pass. And once we do that, you know, we work together as a team. I hope that we can do that. Everything that you have said, I'm trying to listen to you, Tim. And I'm trying to incorporate the things that you have said into what we've discussed tonight. I mean, really, an expansion of the economic development area that you've created in Helmsburg, that you guys, that's your fingerprints all over that.
That's a model.
That's a model. That is the model. And I called that up earlier in this meeting. That is the model. What... But now
you're losing me here. All I'm saying is, in addition to that model, we're adding a TIF, which is a new animal.
Tim, you got the power of the pen. You're a board member of the RDC, okay? And the reality of it is if you're going to publish anything, any public statements with regards to the RDC, probably ought to be approved in advance by the RDC.
Right, and that's what the minutes are for.
Because you're part of the RDC and you represent the RDC, right? And I don't think, you know, as an individual citizen, you can go to meetings and do whatever the hell you want. But with you being on the RDC, now you represent the RDC. And before you publish anything, I mean, that really needs to go through, I'm going to call it compliance. And the board needs to approve whatever you're going to write.
But that's why we have minutes and discussions about our minutes.
Right, right.
And so last month, you know, Tim sent out his stuff, and we've got all these things back from Town of Nashville, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
We didn't even publish our minutes yet.
Right.
Tim, you put up a recording or something up on there, and all of a sudden Sandy Jones is like firing emails out to everybody, like you guys are talking about impending on the Nashville sewer and water plants. I didn't personally hear that. I don't know if anybody figured out exactly what it was. But yeah, man, I mean, I hope you will work with us, you know, and...
Well, I don't see that I'm not.
Well, but from their perception, that's how they perceive you. So,
And that had the audio, and then when all you had to do, what they did is to listen to it. They sent me the exact minutes with the discussion.
1 hour, 54
whatever minutes. That was, and that was the conversation that they were questioning.
Was the one that Sandy was talking about?
So, I mean, the audio recordings is public information.
But it wasn't publicized. It wasn't approved of all of us. And you put up stuff, and then all of a sudden we're getting
I've always done that. So, all right, I'll consider it.
Yeah, I mean, Tim, you're a team player here. If there's people who don't know me talking about me on Facebook, that should tell you something.
Sherry Mitchell she closed down her site.
Okay, she has. She has.
And she responded to attacks I was getting. So let's just not go there.
I'm going there right now. I don't want people talking about me on Facebook because of things that you are writing or reporting out of this board. You know, it's just not. If you want to build trust in work with people, that is no. You know, and yes, and I don't sit there and clip everything I see on Facebook, but I've seen Sherry Mitchell put stuff on there, Ross Benson, the Tiff King, and she didn't get it from me, Tim. And I know you two sit side by side when you come in on these meetings. So you can say what you want, and a lot of things are inferred or assumed, but my eyes are wide open.
So wait a second. What we're trying to do is build a team.
Yes.
And we build a team, we have to build it on trust. And if we feel like there's stuff going out there that has got an interpretation on it that's not helpful to the rest of the team, that is counterproductive. And we need to stop.
So in the second paragraph you put something about that, you know, I value working with the community, you know, ground-based sort of citizen-based, you know, and you know, you don't even see or acknowledge here that we have tried to incorporate a lot of what you've said into this. You know, we're trying to take, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. I'm trying to take information and things that you've done and things you've written about the benefits of this stuff.
I recognize.
And build on that. And because without that, this RDC has nothing to do. And might as well just call it quits and go home for the rest of the year because we have nothing to do. Because if we don't do this, and I ask it, you know, in one or two questions, sentences, what do we do for the rest of this year? And what does the RDC do next year? And the year behind that? If we do not do the work of the RDC, man, it's just, I can't say it any more simple.
Well, it's foundational what you're doing right now.
It is. Yeah, exactly.
It's got to have a foundation.
Right.
You got to have something to build off of.
Right.
Yeah.
Even for the next term.
Right. We will not spend the only money we will potentially spend this year is with legal.
Right.
Hopefully, as Jim alluded to, we will build a way to draw that increased tax revenue out of the Jackson Township development area and funnel that back into Helmsburg and help them. You know, I ain't going to die about this, Tim. You know, and I'm not really, I'm trying to plan the entire county. And creating what we're creating does not plan the entire county, but it assists. It helps, and that's what the RDC, I think, should be here to do.
Builder?
Growth is going to happen, right? We just need to manage that growth, right? And we're going to use the right processes, Ken.
I'm going to use the processes that you use in Helensburg, and which is the fundamental processes that were, are handed down through the code and through Pitt and his handbook. There's so many good things that we could do, and they're really, in many cases, just small things.
Citizens drove it, Ross. This Annandale thing, citizens aren't driving
it. We have government, Tim.
Citizens aren't driving it.
We have government.
That's different.
The citizen, okay, but that's fine.
Good for you.
So that's
the same way. If that's the entire fallback, then you're saying that this government should do nothing at all.
No, I'm not saying that.
If we didn't get a phone call from a citizen.
You always like to put words in other people's mouths and support your opinion.
Well, then, when you make a statement, what does it mean? What does that mean?
What? God, we done here? Where are we at? I think we beat this one horse to death.
I think some of the discussions are fundamental to people. We're feeling that it's not a safe place. We need to figure out how to make it a safe place.
So did you guys get all the results?
I inform people on what's going on at these meetings. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing for years. Now you're saying, now if you want to look at it first and tell me what I'm getting wrong, I'd be glad to do that. But now when you're doing like these kind of plans, I think these are good. I mean, it gives people a pretty clear idea of where it's going. Now you throw in overlay on what a TIF is and that kind of thing and the money and stuff. That's educating the public.
Yeah, the only other thing, too, I'm going to bring up, because you guys started it with the meeting with the website thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm protect the integrity, protect the perception of the RDC as you guys go forward, right? Real important. And then transparency with the minutes.
Yeah.
And then how do we get the minutes up to get them on a website someplace, yep. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, there's new transparency laws now that we will have to broadcast. Well, starting in mid-2025 or something like that, RDC will have to broadcast both audio and visual, I believe.
So.
But our minutes are approved. We go through them. We make modifications as required. So we're doing
the process.
Bill, your minutes, you have bare bones on the minutes. If you notice on my posts, I have links to more detail.
So when I
quote what I'm going to say, I have the reference, the source of where that came from.
Tim.
Same way on TIFs. You go to every agenda item. You go to the video.
Tim, all the attachments will be included as I put my minutes in, but I need to get them approved from you guys first. They're 4 or 5 pages long already.
And you've been doing this for a long time. He's just started.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy.
Well, and they get better every month.
Yeah, well, because over time you get the hits from people saying, "Well, where's this? Where's that? You said this. You said that." So I always have supporting details.
Well, so when we started, I told him that his job was on is literally probably the most important job on the board because of that transparency. She's on the DRC in town. And somebody submitted plans for them and then submitted a batch of extra plans on the side. And then they voted on the original plans that came in because they didn't see the secondary plans.
They weren't copied. They got a portion of it. They didn't get the
And so the, sec- so the secondary plans were never seen by the board. The board voted and passed them. And, now there's this big hoofla downtown about what was viewed, what was submitted, what was approved, and all that stuff. And I said to her, "Go back to your minutes. What was approved and as part of the minutes?" And she said, "Well, we don't have those." I believe that transparency is absolutely the most important thing here, and particularly for things that you reference. All of a sudden, you're going to be a money handling body of the government, and everybody has mentioned the RDC has certain autonomy within a government framework. Well, somebody smarter than me, and a few people I'm sure voted on that and made that decision. I'm not questioning that. I agree with what you're saying and a lot of what you're saying, is that our job going forward is doing this work, but it's also making it transparent and clear, reporting on it, so that...
Yeah, because if you don't, you're never going to be effective.
That's right.
You're gonna
having preliminary things come out that are not in context don't help either.
Right.
That's the reason I'm advocating is, we all need to be careful. It's all about the narrative. It's all about managing that message. And it's all about word choice. Okay? And because I know for a fact that people don't like the word development, right? And, it's like with me. It's, somebody uses economic development. Well, what the hell does that mean? right? How do you define what economic development is? What does that mean?
We keep on going back and forth. We use development, and then we use redevelopment, you know, and... Right. And so
the public's going to look at it as development, right?
Yeah, but, right. But there, so there is yeah.
And all that, Jim, has changed. That is development. That's change.
So,
and you're going to have that opposition.
To me, it's managing. We're managing change is what we're doing. Yeah. We got growth. The county's going to grow. It's going to continue to grow. It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that call drawbridges, right? They come into Brown County anymore, pull the drawbridge up so nobody else can come in.
Yeah.
This is my little party now.
You know, the issue is who do we want to attract to live in the county?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think I think ultimately a lot of this stuff benefits because, you know, Sue comes in and talking about the habitat stuff. And given an effective RDC with tools at our disposal within certain areas of this, well, it could help us help them. It would help us help Helmsburg, you know. Give them back a little. Develop a system where they give them back a little bit every year.
There's so much work that needs to be done. I'm going to
say you got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere.
Did you guys pass that
up there? Did you get it passed?
Yeah, we wanted to pass on that.
Did you guys pass that yet?
Well, okay, we have a motion and a second.
So,
all in
favor, say aye.
Aye.
All in favor, say nay.
It carried unanimously.
Carried unanimously. Aye.
Thank you. Let's work together.
Like I said, my caveat is, and I'll hit it time and time again, is the checklist you got to go through to get this stuff approved.
There's no other way to do it.
That's where I lead off. Right. You don't lead off there. I always lead off there.
There's no other way to do it.
Right.
You just did. You
all right, come on, guys. Let's move on. It's 8:00.
No. Anyhow, did you recognize me a second ago?
Yes, I did.
President? I was just going to say I am in no way trying to tell you how to run this, but the Board of Commissioners has a two-hour limit.
Yeah.
And after 2 hours, you lose focus.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you guys have lost focus.
I am. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Felt good you'd have to do that, right, Jim?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, thanks for coming out.
Did you really accomplish it? Yeah. If you did, let me know.
Well, we need the support of everybody in this town.
Yes, sir. We want to thank you.
Yeah, he's
I'm vocal. He's on.